Yes, indeed, you might well say it's a killer. Oh, my word, a wonderful sort of connection there with respect to Adamski. Okay, it is February the 14th, the day has actually arrived, and you may just be suffering from what's now referred to as the science of pink panic. To actually address this and actually absolutely provide some key advice, we've got two fine gentlemen who are coordinating a whole range of things. We have specialist relationships writer, the one and only Andy Jones. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, been a delight. And, of course, we also have, from the Cooperative Food, the Insight Director, Andrew Mann.
Good morning, morning,
Andrew. Excellent. It's nice to see we've actually sort of sorted out Andy and Andrew.
I know, just to be difficult. If it's not hard enough remembering to buy a card on Valentine's Day, you've got two names to deal with, Alex.
Well, it's all interconnecting in its own way. I mean, we're looking at this particular thing that romantic Britons would claim that they would buy their Valentine's gift days or even weeks in advance, the whole range things, but that's not often the case, is it? I mean, we do get to that stage where they, oh my goodness, it's arrived, what am I going to do?
Well, we're a nation of romantic fibbers, Alex. Around 39% of us say that we buy our Valentine's Day gifts weeks in advance, but so many of us fall to the pink panic. There's your local co-op, the Cooperative Foods, they have 177% increase in the pink panic hour, which is the post-work rush hour, when men and ladies everywhere remember that they've got to cook a nice dinner for their husband or buy their beloved flowers, chocolates or roses, and there's this awful moment on the way home where you think, just about to put your key in the front door, and then you have to dash back to your local co-op and buy something.
I suspect, Andrew, that it's probably best to go to the cooperative rather than the actual motorway service station, which is probably a whole range of other factors within that whole side of things. I noticed that, effectively, women in the East Midlands are the lowest spenders on Valentine's Day. Men, in average, will spend more than women by almost £10. Is that because they just don't need to try? I mean, they're just so wonderful in the East Midlands, they say, it's no point. We just keep it going, basically.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The average person in the East Midlands will spend £19.70 on Valentine's gifts. You can barely get a ticket to Pride Park or even Sinsel Bank for that these days. So, less than anywhere else in the UK. They're trying less hard than anybody else. But, you know, it's the thought that counts. I mean, you could leave a little note in your girlfriend's underwear drawer, a little letter that you present her with over breakfast, take her to a favourite picnic spot. Doesn't have to necessarily be very expensive, Alex.
Well, absolutely. And anybody who can actually sort of put Derby County and Lincoln City together in the same notion as Valentine's Day has to be quite interesting in all sorts of ways.
I think the other thing is staying in is the new going out. Mm. So actually it's a really easy way to get into your local co-op just around the corner and buy whatever you need for your evening in, be it a great steak if you want that, or we've got some great Prosecco, which is really award-winning at the moment.
Andrew, staying with you for the moment, in terms of top gifts, obviously flowers you'd think are quite interesting, but I was fascinated by the 13% who actually sort of responded, something unusual. I mean, bearing in mind, obviously, it's a family show. I don't know, where would you... I mean, something unusual carries with it, it's sort of horrific. Is it the surprise that's kind of carrying the whole thing through?
I think people want to surprise their loved ones on Valentine's Day, and they try and find something that makes them smile and makes them laugh. And at the local cart, we've got some great things around. We've got these enormous big chocolate roses, which always work very well, and also a big chocolate heart as well. So chocolate on Valentine's Day works very well, particularly combined with Prosecco, I think.
Absolutely.
I think it's important to stay quite traditional. I think it's quite easy to get Valentine's Day horribly wrong, but flowers and chocolates, even though everyone might be on a diet, unless your partner has got hay fever, flowers are absolutely a safe bet.
Now, obviously, there are folk who'd be tuned in and listening to this particular thing, and they'd say, oh, yes, well, there we are. Typical. You got Valentine's Day there. You got three blokes talking about Valentine's Day. You know, what are we going to do? You know, let's get producer Rachel in to talk about the whole thing. I don't know. It's all very confusing on this. I mean, is there a kind of gender split between that? I mean, or are we seeing that actually, you know, we're getting an exchange of gifts here, actually, as well as just, you know, all the kind of one-way street?
I think it works both ways. Mm. You know, it's up to the man to buy, definitely up to the man to buy the flowers in terms of what actually happens, particularly in my household anyway. But I think it's important that you have a whole range of gifts that people can buy.
I think it's really difficult for men because you've just got Christmas out of the way and all the luxuriously expensive gifts you had to shuffle on for Christmas.
Precisely.
And then you get this other one. And Valentine's Day is extremely female-weighted.
You might even have birthdays as well.
Well, exactly, of course. Yeah. You know, heaven forbid if your girlfriend or wife's got a birthday in January or early February.
Exactly.
But I think women, I think the females don't let their man down. I think they you know, without being stereotypical, they can cook a nice dinner. Or it's important to spend time together. I think as a nation, we work harder, longer hours than anyone else in Europe. We spend longer on the internet than anyone else in Europe. We basically spend very, very little time actually talking to each other. And so it's really nice for Valentine's Day to just go out for dinner or even have an evening in and just ban the phones, gadgets and everything else, get home from work early and just have some quality time.
See,
yeah,
that?
And we're all working pretty hard at the moment, so actually when you're busy, it's really good to be able to know that, you know, if the pink panic arrives, you can always go and sort something out and then get home and have time with your family.
Absolutely. I think Valentine's Day, rather than Christmas, I think people expect a bit more of Christmas. I think Valentine's Day, as long as you've remembered to mark it with something, you know, whether even it's a short note, a card, flowers, chocolates, whatever it is, as long as you've remembered to mark it, I think you're all right. I think it takes a very harsh woman to say, I only got a card, or I only got flowers.
Well, I could go into e-cards, but that's a different line entirely. But still, Andy, obviously, in terms of your role as a relationships writer, and of course, yes, I acknowledge that clearly you can have other relationships, you have non-gender-specific, all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
I mean, we'd go on forever.
Love knows no bounds, Alex.
Well, exactly. When we're looking to that, from your own perspective, have you ever had a sort of moment of pink panic yourself?
Oh, every year. Mm. I mean, just because I write about dating and relationships all the time, I mean, I always remember Valentine's Day. One of my favourite things to do is to let my girlfriend pretend think that I've forgotten her Valentine's Day and then post the card to work so she gets it at work, which is really what many women is what Valentine's Day is about, making all of your friends know that your boyfriend has remembered. It's not even the fact that your boyfriend remembered, it's the fact that he remembered and you can show off to all your mates about it.
Absolutely, and that is why you've produced over 400 articles on sex, dating and relationships, which is classic.
I know. I can remember them all. I can remember them all.
Andrew, I'm still coming to terms with the notion of the possibility of the cooperative sometimes within the chocolates and the flowers, etc., opening up a lingerie county, but maybe that might be a step too far. I mean, in terms of obviously line, you've made some excellent suggestions in terms of lines of that. What about yourself? Do you have moments of pink panic as well? Do you sort of think, right, okay, let's you know, this is what we need to do? I mean, you know, clearly, you know, the names can be changed to protect the innocent if needed.
I have complete moments of pink panic. I was talking to Andy earlier. My wife's from Yorkshire, so for red roses, for years,
yes,
she got red roses, and then eventually she admitted that they grated and the Lancashire red rose had really got there. So I have to find white roses on Valentine's Day. But I wash it down with a load of pink fizz as well, so it always works very well.
Yes, I see. I mean, and obviously, if you're a Man City supporter and your beloved is Manchester United, it could be a disaster, you know, red roses.
Well, no, quite. Yeah. Quite. I don't know where you get blue roses. I think it's even difficult to get blue roses, don't you?
I think we could probably sort of get the thing sorted through. Okay, in terms, I mean, obviously, the cooperative, the website's fairly self-evident, but I mean, are there any particular sort of areas that you would sort of say, if people are sort of thinking, right, this is great, but you know, where can we find out further information about these fine things, where would you suggest they go into?
I think the easiest thing is to pop into your local co-op, or like, we've got shops in every postcode around the country, and we're open till 11 o'clock tonight in most of the shops. Alternatively, you can go onto the website, which is cooperativefood.co.uk.
I was going to say, you're probably better to go into store than order online, actually.
Yeah,
you're going to get it. But the fact they're open until 11 o'clock at night means you can save yourself no matter how late. Even with an hour left of Valentine's Day, you can still recover.
Yeah. See, there we are.
And if you've already bought your pink fizz, we can come and buy some more as well.
And that is the reason why I think we've been on the nose and on the button in every sense of the word. So great stuff. You could say it's the thought that counts, but ultimately, well, yes, but you need to sometimes give that thought a bit of time to manifest, I feel. Andy Jones and Andrew Mann, it's been delightful speaking with you this morning. We've got two final questions for you. They're fairly standard, and I know that the producer would be devastated if we didn't use them. So have you both had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show this morning?
Oh, yeah, no, great. Thank you very much.
I've had a great link. Thanks very much.
I mean, I know it's short, but it's perfectly formed. That's the key thing. That's what we like to go for. So can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you in the not-too-distant future?
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you much for having us on, Alex.
Excellent. Andy Jones and Andrew Mann, many thanks indeed.